Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Dana Moore about the importance of identity.
I recall my first conversation about race. It went like this. Your daddy's chocolate, your mama's vanilla, and y'all came out fudge. That also led me to my first fist fight, which I won because my sister helped. But it also made me real, that was the first time I realized that race really matters. My father is a very dark-skinned African-American man. My mother is a very light-skinned African-American woman. Both of them were born in the 1930s in Topeka, Kansas, and we all know that's a place where race really matters. My father was a fighter pilot in the Marine Corps. He was the first black pilot they ever had. He went on to become their first black general. His job required us to move all the time. We moved every year, every other year. Wherever we went, we were always the black family. There was never any question that we were black. There was no confusion, no questions. In 1968, the family moved to Washington, D.C., and I remember being in California watching the race riots and watching D.C. burn and thinking, oh my God, that's where we're going, and I was scared. But when we got there, the riots had ended, and we found that we no longer were the only black family on the block. We were no longer the only black family living on base. Everybody was black, different shades, chocolate, brown, black, beige, but there was never any confusion. There was never a question as to who was who and what was what. After I got out of college, I went to law school at W&L in Lexington, Virginia, and again, no questions about who was black and who wasn't black and who was white and who wasn't white. There were a lot of rules, though. You didn't date the white guys. You didn't study with the white guys. You could hang out with the white girls, but don't ever forget where you came from. The rules kept you safe. For the first 25 years of my life, I never, ever doubted that the world saw me as what I am, a black woman. It all changed in 1982 when I moved to Baltimore. I had been here for about a month. I was working downtown. Here about a month, my car got towed. So I got in a taxi, and we're going up Charles Street, and I said to the cab driver, where are we going? I said, you know, my car's over at Greenwoods. Where is that? The cab driver looked in his rearview mirror, and he said, that's where all the black people are. Okay? And I thought, he thinks he's talking to a white woman. That's not okay. But I did the calculation. Strange city, going to a strange place by myself. I didn't want any trouble. I just wanted my car back. About a month after that, a short while after that, one of the partners at the law firm pulled me aside and whispered, are you Samoan? It's like, no, I'm not Samoan. I'm black. He goes, no, your eyes, your nose, your skin. I'm thinking, what is with these white men? They think they know me. Maybe it's because he was a lawyer. You know, they know me better than I know me. Eventually, I mean, when people would ask me, what are you? I just started to say, whatever you want me to be. It's just easier. And that was until I met Lois. Lois is white, in her 70s, and my new secretary. Everything was fine for a while. She'd come into my office, see the pictures of my father, my husband, my grandchild, who's gorgeous, very dark skin. The Barack Obama bobbleheads undid her. She finally got up her nerve one time to say, what are you? I'm like, I'm ready for you. I said, I'm a partner here, you know that. She goes, no, what are you? Well, I do products liability, litigation, love to go to trial, give me a case, I'll try it all day long. No, what's your background? Well, I was born in California, then we went to Hawaii, da-da-da-da-da. This goes on for a while. And finally I realize, I'll just put her out of her misery. I said, Lois, I'm black. My father's black, my mother's black, my brothers and sisters are black, my children are black, my husband is black, my grandchild is black, and even my car is black. I said, you know what? And also, I'm your boss. I know it's just a coincidence, but, you know, things really changed after that. She stopped bringing me my mail, stopped answering the phone. Eventually, she just stopped. The other day, I was picking up my granddaughter from school. We're working to get her into her car seat, and she looks at me and she goes, Grandma Dana? Yes, Selena. You drive a black car. So yeah, I do, you're right. She goes, and Grandma Dana, you're black. I'm like, you're right. You're absolutely right. I wish that I had a tape recorder. I have one now. It's in my purse. She's going to say it again, and I'm going to record her. And the next time somebody wants to talk to me about my race, they'll hear Selena. Thank you.
That was a Stoop story from Dana Moore about race and identity. You can hear her story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop podcast. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for joining us on The Record. Hope your Memorial Day weekend is memorable. A special salute to those who died serving our country and to their families.
Listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.